Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we've been talking about how to live free from oppression. Satan desires to gain the foothold of oppression in every person's life, and yet the scriptures encourage us that we are more than conquerors, and that greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. And we know that Satan is the one who goes about trying to bring oppression into the lives of people in this earth. Satan's been referred to in Scripture as the god of this world, as the prince of this world, and as the prince of the power of the air. And yet we know that in Christ Jesus, we are more than a match for the enemy of our soul. We have authority and we have strength and power in Christ Jesus and in his holy name and in the precious blood of the Lamb that gives us more than enough power over the wiles and the strategies of the enemy. However, we do need to be wise, as the apostle said, to his devices. So today we're going to talk about how we can live free from oppression by making sure that Satan does not gain any foothold, that we don't leave any room or foothold for the devil, as Ephesians 4:27 exhorts us. How does Satan gain a foothold? Footholds are gained through the thought life, and a virtual stronghold of Satan can be built in an unregenerated thought system in a person's life. And unregenerated, by that word I simply mean unrenewed by the Word of God, meaning that you just think any old thought that comes through your mind. You may think the thoughts that the world thinks. You may take in information from the news media and think that that makes sense, and yet it may be completely contrary to the truth of God's word, though it may not be really apparent or easily apparent. We have to be wise to what the Word of God tells us and be constantly and vigilantly comparing the way that we are thinking with what the thoughts of God that are revealed to us in Scripture. Because Satan is very subtle in his approach. He will not simply say something that's obviously anti-God and anti-scriptural, and yet he will weave into his lies, and his strategy is to weave lies together that sound plausible or acceptable to even a Christian's way of thinking. There are many lies that are commonly used by Satan to gain a foothold of oppression. And the scriptures tell us that unless we agree that a person cannot walk together, Amos 3:3 simply says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Which simply means, how can two people, whether it is you and God or you and Satan, how can you flow together? How can you follow the same path unless there's some agreement? As Christians, obviously, we stand opposed to the devil and all of his works, and yet he is subtle. He was even able to get the apostle Peter to think like he thought, so much so that he tried to tell Jesus not to. No, you're not going to go to the cross. And that's when Jesus spun around and pointed to him and said, get thee behind me, Satan. Satan was influencing Peter's thinking, and he spoke out the things that he was thinking. And Jesus rebuked him because he knew it was Satan that was behind that influence of Peter's words. Now, was Peter one of Jesus' closest friends? Absolutely. Was he a follower of Jesus? Absolutely. Was he able to be influenced by Satan in his thought life for a moment? He certainly was. That's why it's important for us as Christians not to be deluded into thinking that as Christians there is no possible way we could be influenced by the enemy of our soul. The scripture warns us in Ephesians 4:27 not to let the devil get a foothold. The apostle Paul was warning Christians in Ephesus when he made that statement under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. If no foothold or influence or access could be gained by the devil in a Christian's life, there would have been no need for that warning. So I just reemphasize that point to tell you, we have to be watchful of our thought patterns and make sure they're lining up with the Word of God so that we don't allow any footholds that could eventually become strongholds of oppression in our thought life. Let me give you a few examples that I've observed that people will often come into agreement in their thought life with a lie that is from the enemy with the intent of Satan to bring you to a place of bondage, oppression, or a stronghold in your life. So it's vital for us to consider these things. A common lie that I have observed in people who perhaps are struggling in different areas is to believe lies that Satan suggests to them about themselves that do not line up with Scripture, and yet they accept those lies as truth about themselves. For instance, I have dealt with many people with whom I've prayed for who have struggled with oppression and depression and various things such as this, who have thought, I'm unlovable, I'm unlovely, I will always be lonely, or I'm just a person who's been rejected many times. Now, these things may sound logical. You may think that you have evidence in circumstantial evidence that you can present that would agree that these statements are true, but the Word of God says about you that you are accepted in the Beloved. Now, that acceptance that you have, that love that you have from God, completely contradicts and counteracts any lie Satan may tell you that you are unlovely, unlovable, totally rejected, and you will always be lonely. Those statements, those words that Satan tries to bombard your mind and your emotions with are lies that he is seeking to get a foothold. He's trying to plant a hook in your emotions or in your thought life. And if he can get that hook in there by your agreement, because if you say, yes, it's true, I'm unlovable, I'm obviously unlovely, undesirable, I'm always rejected, and I guess I'll always be lonely. If you come into agreement with those lies from the enemy and refuse to accept the truth of God's word over your life, that you're the apple of God's eye, that you're accepted in the Beloved, that you're a treasure in God's sight, if you refuse to accept the truth of God's word and instead accept and agree with the suggestions of the enemy of your soul, he will get a foothold in through your thought life and be able to build a stronghold of depression, of rejection, of loneliness, and that stronghold will oppress you, and you'll go through life feeling the weight of the oppression of Satan that God never intended for you to have to bear. His blood was more than enough to deliver you from every trick and strategy or snare of the enemy. However, God does not force your will. You have to decide by a decision of your will that you'll agree with the Word of God over your life instead of agreeing with what Satan may say, no matter how logical it may seem. Here's another one that I've seen often agreed to by a Christian and has brought them into bondage. I have heard people say, well, it's just my personality. I'm a depressed person, or it's just my family trait. Or we just have generations of depression in our family, and so I guess that's just my lot in life. That is a lie planted by Satan, sent by Satan, a strategy against you to see if you will agree with his strategy and his lies against your life. The Scriptures tell you that in the presence of God, which if you're a born-again believer, you come into his presence, there's fullness of joy. There's no place for depression there. There's fullness of joy. You have to choose. Am I a depressed person, or am I a person that comes into the presence of God to experience the fullness of his joy? There is no depression in the presence of God. Those of you who've struggled with, well, this is my family trait, understand that the Scriptures tell us who are believers that we've been grafted into the vine that is the part of the family of God. You could say you've got a new inheritance or a new family tree. And in that new family tree, there's no trace of depression. There's joy. And so we need to decide. We're going to agree with the Word of God, and we're going to resist all the lies of the enemy that he tries to feed to you, looking to see if you'll agree, because it's your agreement that brings you to a place where Satan has a legal right 2, get a foothold in your thought life, and if you continue in agreement with him, he will build a stronghold. And a stronghold is a place of bondage where you cannot get out except by the grace of God and his power of deliverance. Other common lies that I have observed are ones where people would be in a bondage of sickness and they don't realize that they have gotten there by agreement with the enemy. Sickness is just my cross to bear, I have heard said. That stands completely against the word of God that says, by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed. Were the stripes of Jesus or the blood of Jesus not enough for you? It certainly is a lie to say that sickness was intended by God for you to bear in this life when God himself sent his own son to die on the cross to deliver us from the law of sin and death. And in that law of sin and death includes spiritual death, physical death, illness, infirmity, all the things under the curse. Jesus broke with his resurrection from the dead. Sickness is just my cross to bear. That statement is a lie from the pit of hell, trying to get a foothold in your life through your thoughts and then a stronghold that'll bring bondage and oppression. But God never intends for you to live a life of oppression. We want to live the life God intends, one free from oppression, a life of victory. But we have to understand who our enemy is and the types of strategies he sends against us. That's all the time we have for today. Hidden with Christ Ministries is also offering an 8-tape series called How to Live Free from Oppression for any donation this week of $30 or more to Hidden with Christ Ministries. Until tomorrow, this is Rita Langland encouraging you. There's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around. Have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.